Thank you very much, Mr. President. And as this is the first time I've taken the floor, let me say what a pleasure it is to serve under your leadership in this important convention, and of course you can be assured of our full support. Mr. President, the completion of States Parties' Article 5 commitments is essential if we are to realise our vision of a mine-free world. The Oslo Action Plan set out the desire for states to meet their obligations to the fullest extent possible by 2025, and we hope that in many cases that remains an achievable goal. Nevertheless, we need to recognise that the realities of the last few years may have only added to the challenge in many states, making an effective and robust extension request process more important than ever. The United Kingdom has expressed its interest in joining the Article 5 Committee, and we look forward to bringing to the Committee our experience as both a major donor to demining programmes and as a former mine-affected state and extension request applicant ourselves. We fully understand the importance of implementing a robust and appropriate process, but we also understand the position of states still burdened with mine contamination and the challenges they face. We need to ensure that states' parties with Article 5 obligations are equipped to deliver viable and effective plans to clear their contaminated territories in a timely fashion. This means that we need effective scrutiny of any extension requests, ensuring that states are doing all within their power to meet their obligations in time. But we also need to be realistic about the challenges faced in different states, whether this be ongoing conflict, political and economic challenges, lack of funding, or the physical difficulties presented by weather, terrain, or access. The situation in each mine-affected state requires assessment on its own merits. We also need to recognise the role of those without Article 5 obligations in supporting mine-affected states with expertise and funding to help them meet their obligations in time. Mr. President, we welcome the work the Article 5 Committee has done over the past year on the reform of the Article 5 extension request process, including the extensive consultations, and we recognise a number of positive proposals in their recommendations. In particular, we welcome measures to increase synergies with other committees and related instruments, particularly increased collaboration between the Article 5 Committee and the Cooperation and Assistance Committee in analysing extension requests. Ideally, this will also lead to even more efficiency in considering and prioritising support for mine-affected states. We also welcome the recommendation for earlier engagement with expert organisations, including civil society, and states' parties in the extension request process. The earlier affected states have access to support and expertise, the more realistic and robust their plans are likely to be, and the greater confidence states' parties and other stakeholders will have that states are doing all they can to meet their obligations. While there continue to be significant challenges to reaching the goal of a mine-free world, the United Kingdom remains firmly committed to working constructively with all states, the Implementation Support Unit, civil society, and the UN system to support those mine-affected states to meet their obligations as soon as possible. Thank you very much.
I thank the Ambassador of the United Kingdom for his comments.